Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Don't forget, we've got Cheyenne Post 6 American Legion Baseball at the state tournament coming up. They'll take on the Gillette Rough Riders. Reese Monaco will have the call on that one. We go to the phones and visit with our next guest. He is with The Athletic in Buffalo, covering the Buffalo Bills. He's our go-to guy to talk everything Josh Allen and the Bills. Matthew Fairburn joining us here on the program. Matthew, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Just doing outstanding, ready for, we know training camp has started for the Bills. Wanted to pick your brain on what you've seen about Josh Allen. But first of all, our news director and I were talking, and he was the sideline reporter for the Cowboys last year. Have you seen a player, and listen, I know when you get to the pros, anything goes, but have you seen a player being more scrutinized and critically shot down than Josh Allen has by fans and whatnot, wanting almost to see him fail? Do you see that sort of thing, or have you heard a lot about that?
Yeah, there's been some of that. I think, part of that is just the way training camp and the NFL draft are covered these days with Twitter and every little piece of information, getting blown out of proportion and, going viral. And that, I think there's a lot of people who, as you guys know, didn't think highly of Josh Allen as a prospect, and now they're just waiting for every little slip up in training camp so that they can jump all over it and confirm, what they thought before this guy even plays a down in the NFL. But I think there's some, division in the fan base over, whether this guy was the right pick or not. But most people, it seems like, have started to talk themselves into him. And I think there are enough good moments that he's shown in training camp that you can hang your hat on, the fact that he's showing some improvement and there's something there. There's reason for optimism. And I mean, honestly, at this point, if you're a fan of the team, it's not like you can change who they picked. You can't, you're not going to have any impact on whether he becomes a franchise quarterback. So you just kind of have to wait it out and ride the wave, because there's going to be a lot of highs. There's going to be plenty of lows as this guy learns how to play the position. But he's definitely gotten a bit more criticism than I've seen, most players get. But the quarterback position here in Buffalo has been, heavily scrutinized, for years as they've looked for their next franchise guy. So this isn't totally unique to Josh Allen.
You mentioned he's made some plays and done some things that, have given people a chance to see what he can actually do in training camp. So, in your opinion, how has he looked among the three quarterbacks competing for the job there?
I think it's pretty obvious when you watch practice that he's the most talented quarterback on the roster, but he still has, quite a bit of work to do. I think the best throws of training camp, almost all of them have come from Josh Allen. The other day he threw it, 50 yards in the air, right on the money, to Robert Foster, another rookie here. He's just had some of those throws that make you turn your head, and he looks like he could be a great NFL quarterback. But on the flip side, some of the worst throws of camp belong to Josh Allen as well. I mean, a couple easy screen passes on the first night that he sailed over guys' heads onto, the sideline, and, some of these easy throws that should be routine don't look so routine to him. So he's had, his highs and lows. I think the most encouraging thing is that he's taking chances with the ball, and he's willing to give guys a chance to make plays, which isn't something Bills fans are used to over the last couple of years. So I think he's positioning himself to be right in the mix for the job. It's just going to be a matter of time, before he takes over. I don't know if he's going to win this job right out of camp, but I think he's shown enough to make people believe he'll get on the field at some point this year.
Where you've got the first preseason game coming up pretty quickly here. How do the Bills think they're going to handle the quarterbacks at that position? From what I'm reading, it looks like McCarron probably is a little bit ahead. Peterman is kind of in there, and Josh at the same time, but none of these guys are what you would call seasoned quarterbacks. They're all, I'm sorry, they're all pretty much rookies when it comes to actual on-the-field time. McCarron has a little more time. Peterman didn't look great last year for the Bills. And, of course, Josh is totally a rookie. How do you think they're going to handle the preseason? Who's going to get game time in the preseason? How will that work?
You know, it'll be interesting to see how they handle it, because mostly what we've seen is that Josh Allen has mostly been with the third team offense. He's occasionally mixed in with the first team offense, but he has not been with the second team offense at all. So I would think either A.J. McCarron or Nathan Peterman will start that game, because they've been switching back and forth between the first and second team offense. If I had to guess, I would say A.J. McCarron will get the first start, but there's still quite a bit of practice between now and the first preseason game, so they have time to, you know, kind of alter their plan. I don't think anything is set in stone yet, but if Josh Allen shows that, you know, he can continue to show flashes of strong play against an opponent in a game setting, that might be where, you know, in the second or third preseason game, he gets a more, you know, serious look with either the second team or the first team offense. But he spent so much of his time so far with the third team offense that you would think that's where, you know, he'll start in terms of the preseason. But like I said, there's quite a few practices between now and when they play Carolina. So there's time for them to adjust things and move guys up or down. Right now, it still looks pretty wide open between the three, and I think we'll start to see some separation after that first preseason game.
You know, there was the tweets that came out, and I hate those things, but they did come out right, you know, as he was being drafted. How is he working into the locker room? How are the teammates accepting him? What kind of rapport, I guess, does he have with the rest of the team at this point?
You know, it seems like he's fitting in fine. I don't think the tweets are even a story at this point. They've become a non-issue. And I think, you know, the way he addressed it when he got here, taking ownership of that and addressing it with the team, and, you know, a few of the leaders embracing him early helped quite a bit. And I think he's fit in pretty naturally as a leader. And you can already see some of the leadership qualities that drew the Bills to drafting him. And I think that's probably why they were comfortable with him, despite, you know, the tweets and all the negative attention that came with those. I think he did a good job of diffusing that situation to the point where it hasn't really been an issue during training camp, at least that we've seen. So, you know, maybe that's something that could, you know, come back at some point if things, you know, take a turn for the worse. But right now it seems like he's fitting in fine. And like I said, he's mostly been with the third team offense, so he hasn't had a chance really to be that leader for the first team unit yet and gain the respect of all of those guys. But he's working his way in there slowly, and I think over time, you know, that, you know, it'll just naturally come to him as he gets more reps with those guys.
Matthew, and just as an aside, I don't know how you feel about that, but can we and not me, you know, just as a can we stop digging up tweets from people when they're finding successes, you know, and seeing what they tweeted when they were young? Look, I know they were offensive, I know they were inappropriate, but who, I mean, it seems like it's just getting old. I don't know how you feel about it, but that whole thing of digging up old tweets seems like it's just really old.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing, because at this point, if you're a professional athlete and you haven't, you know, deleted every tweet you've had, you know, from when you were that age, I don't know what you're doing, because how many times do we need to see the story before, you know, guys get the picture? But it's a weird age that we live in, where a lot of these athletes did have social media when they were young and not as worldly, not as smart about what they were putting out into the world. And, you know, that is the root of the problem, really, is that, you know, these people are putting out, you know, offensive things, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it's a social media thing where, you know, a lot of people 10 years ago, you know, you wouldn't have known what they were thinking when they were in high school, because they didn't broadcast every little thought out there. But yeah, I think any professional athlete with an agent worth his salt should have his Twitter timeline scrubbed clean by now, after all the stories we've seen over the last couple of months.
I know Josh signed his contract the day before camp started. We've seen some of the details. Do you have the details of exactly what the contract is and what the signing bonus was?
Yeah, I think the big issue with a lot of these rookies was, you know, the offset language that was kind of holding things back. But once Baker Mayfield jumped in and you know, came to terms on his deal, it sort of set in motion everything else for, you know, these other quarterbacks. And I think what's interesting is that Sam Darnold, you know, held out for, you know, almost a week there, missed quite a few days of practice, but, you know, Josh Allen was able to get in under the gun. He's going to make about, you know, $21 million over the course of the 4 years, you know, fully guaranteed. And, you know, the signing bonus was in the $13 million range. So he got, you know, the standard deal for his draft slot and was able to get it in, you know, in time so that he could practice, which I think is important. He should be glad that he didn't have to deal with what Sam Darnold had to deal with, you know, with his agent and the team kind of, you know, being in a little bit of a dispute over offset language and things like that. I think it was wise of Josh Allen to get in and you know, get here for the first day of practice.
Matthew, one final one for me. Eddie Yarborough, another former Wyoming guy, what's he look like early on in camp, and do you see him being able to make the team for a second year in a row?
I think he will make the team. He's been with the second team, you know, defense throughout the spring and now into training camp, and he now looks comfortable. He looks like he belongs, whereas, you know, last year he obviously burst onto the scene, kind of came out of nowhere, and was sort of this sleeper of training camp. Now it seems like he is, you know, a rock solid guy on this team. I don't see a situation where he wouldn't make it. He would have to fall off quite a bit because they don't have a ton of depth at defensive end, and he's been the main guy behind Jerry Hughes at that defensive end spot. So I think he has a pretty good chance to make this team. In fact, I'd be surprised if he didn't.
Outstanding as always. Matthew Fairburn, read his stuff on The Athletic in Buffalo. Matthew, thanks again, and hopefully we can catch up with you soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.